Meanwhile, Krishna comes to see Yudhishthira and promises that Duryodhana and his allies will be punished. Draupadi criticizes Yudhishthira for being so willing to forgive their enemies, while Yudhishthira insists that anger is destructive at all times. He urges Draupadi to be patient. As they speculate about the future, Vyasa assures Yudhishthira that all his enemies will be slain in battle, and he teaches Yudhishthira a great mantra which makes it possible to get weapons from the gods. Yudhishthira teaches this mantra to Arjuna, who uses it to get weapons from Indra, Varuna, and other gods. When Arjuna goes to the Vindhya Mountains to meditate, he gets the weapon Pashupata from the god Shiva. Arjuna also visits Amaravati, the heavenly city of Indra. A Gandharva teaches Arjuna music and dance. An Apsaras named Urvashi falls in love with Arjuna, but he rejects her advances. Urvashi curses Arjuna to live among women as a eunuch. Indra, however, is impressed with Arjuna's self-control and tells him that this curse will turn out to be a blessing later on. Arjuna rejoins the Pandavas after 5 years, and they are delighted to learn of the weapons that he has acquired.